Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Giorgia and I'm here at the Skepto Film Festival with Zoel Eschbacher. Hi Zoel.
Hello everyone. So I'm Zoel Eschbacher and I'm from Switzerland if not, and I'm 25 years old. So I finished my film school, my study like a year and a half now. First time in Skepto Film Festival in Sardinia, Cagliari. And so I'm here to present my movie called Bonobo. So now with Bonobo, I'm traveling around Europe, and this is how I'm here.
So tell us about your movie.
So basically, Bonobo is a movie that is 18 minutes, that lasts 18 minutes. It's a story about three people living in a building in which the lift is broken.
All right.
So it's like a triptych movie, yeah.
Where did the idea for this film came from?
Wow, ew, this is difficult. A long time ago, I think I had this idea because it was inspired by a real story that a friend of mine has experienced. So from this story, I tried to build like another kind of story. So it came from my friend. So
how long it taken to complete the film?
It lasts between writing, shooting, and editing. It lasts like around 8 months. Yeah.
What's the experience of writing an art one?
Yes. So this movie was for my diploma project because I was at school still in Lausanne, and I think it was kind of difficult because I wanted to have this challenge of having three little stories into a short film. That was a challenge, but it was a good challenge.
Instead, where does this passion for film, for cinema, came from?
I think the passion for cinema was born, I think so, by through internet, I think so. Like in Switzerland, cinema was super expensive. So I had like some free access with YouTube, you know, it was the beginning of YouTube. So I was watching a lot of like small short films. And I think when I was watching those movies, I was like, okay, I want to do this with my friends. And somehow it became something for fun, and then studying. Then after it became something a little bit more serious.
And instead, have you ever thought of shooting a longer film in future?
Right now I'm writing it. We are developing the next project, which is a feature movie that will happen in Paris, in France. And meanwhile, because it's gonna take some time, you know, writing. Meanwhile, I'm gonna shoot like a second short film, but this one I don't know yet. I have to still write or, you know, submit an idea. But yes, there is a longer project which is being written right now. Yeah.
And were your friends supportive?
Yeah. My friends is like family, you know. So they have supported me. They even play sometimes in my movies. Like my team is like most of the team are my friends. So for me, it's super important to keep my family and friends close to me. And yeah, they've been always here to support me. Yeah.
What is the relationships with your actors like?
It's a good question. Super good. I think when you have like actors on the shooting, you have to, you know, you have to protect them in a way. So I am super close to them. And it's a discussion, you know, it's a collaboration. So I don't want to give order. It has to be like a discussion between them and me. And yeah, super close. I mean, when I go on a shooting, my goal is that everyone is friend with everyone. Like, super chill vibes.
Was it difficult to find actors? And so how long has it taken to shooting the film?
It was quite difficult because as it was like three characters, like more than three characters, a lot of actors, it was kind of difficult because I needed to find like a black dancer. And in Switzerland, it was super difficult to find. So we had to go to France. We had to do some cast like in Paris or in Belgium. So it was difficult to find them. But finally, we found them. So.
thanks to Ella Schbacher for your kindness. You've been very kind from Skepta Film Festival to Fred Film Radio, the festival inside.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.